Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you on this blessed Friday. This is Brother Nate with Church Christ to Life's message on the broadcast entitled Jesus' Word, the Midnight Cry Broadcast. The phone number is 515-605-9887. That's 515-605-9887. If you have any prayer requests, I pray with you. If you have any questions about the lesson, I do my best in the Lord Jesus answers for you. If you have any comments, I ask that you limit it to a minute and a half to 2 minutes. And if you call and get information on how to obtain a copy of the messages the Lord has been sending through his angel messenger, I will get that to you as well. If those of you that don't like giving your prayer requests or your comments over the air, contact us at NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. That's NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. And once again, I will get back to you, or we will get back to you. Amen. Without further ado, for those who listen, hey, why don't you join in with me in prayer? Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord, once again for this blessed day in Christ Jesus, this opportunity you've given us to go into this message and this lesson today. Father, I ask in the name of Jesus Christ that, Lord God, that you would accompany us with your spirit, take us into this journey, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, and give us the truth that we know that you will give, because you're not a man that you shall lie. So, Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you, we praise you, we lift you up, we magnify you, we glorify you, because you are worthy to be praised. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. Today we're still on our week series of ministering to other religions. Amen. And we are dealing with today the Nation of Islam. And what I want to do is start off reading a little history concerning them, and then we're going to the scriptures into our subject today to ministering to the Islamists. Amen. And I want to start from a website that is titled The Prophet Muhammad and the Origins of Islam, the Metropolitan Museum of Art. I want to read a little something from there. Amen. Go into what we're going to discuss today. The Prophet Muhammad and the Origins of Islam. The rise of Islam is intrinsically linked with the Prophet Muhammad, believed by Muslims to be the last in a long line of prophets that include Moses and Jesus. Now, keep that in mind, because this is what we're going to discuss this morning. Because Muhammad was the chosen recipient and messenger of the word of God through the divine revelations, Muslims from all walks of life strive to follow his example. After the Holy Quran, the sayings of the prophet hated, and descriptions of his way of life, Sunnah, are the most important Muslim texts. Okay? Do you hear that? Now, I want to also read a little bit from The Kingdom of the Cults, book written by Walter Martin, and his research in dealing with the Islam, where he declares and shows that to Islam, there is no God but Allah. So when you hear them saying Allah, Allah, that's who they call God. But I want you to understand, and I have to be honest with this, Allah is not the true and living God. But to them, they said there is no God but Allah, and Muhammad is the prophet or messenger of Allah, states the great Shahada or confession, which faithful Muslims around the world declare daily. This declaration of faith effectively distinguished Muslims from every other world religion, including Christianity and Judaism. More than 1 million, 800 million 1,800,000,000 people worldwide claim Allah as their God and Muhammad as their prophet. Okay. In this short survey of Islam, we're going to review and look at, you know, its history. But we're going to actually go more into the teaching of Islam. Now, this is what we're going to look at today, what Islam believes. You notice that when I started off reading to you concerning the origin of Islam, that Islam is linked with the Prophet Muhammad. And you're definitely, you're going to hear the Prophet Muhammad name come out of their mouth so much. It's like the Mormons when you're hearing Joseph Smith. That's how much you're going to hear about the Prophet Muhammad. But they believe that the Prophet Muhammad is to be the last in a long line of prophets that includes Moses and Jesus. Okay, so they believe that Jesus Christ is a prophet. Now I'm going to read to you more on from that, from once again from the book Kingdom of the Cults, concerning they believe that Jesus is a prophet. Walter Martin reports that to the Muslim, Jesus Christ is merely one of the many prophets of Allah. Now, it's in their book called the Sirah. And according to Islam, now listen to this, the Prophet Muhammad supersedes Jesus Christ. That's why I read to you from this other website, The Prophet Muhammad and the Origin of Islam, that Islam believe that he is the last in a long line of prophets that includes Moses and Jesus. So they believe that the Prophet Muhammad supersedes Jesus Christ. They believe that Jesus is not the Son of God. Okay. And we are told that he was nothing. Okay. This is what many of the Muslims believe, that he was nothing but a slave on whom God showered favor. Now, this is what they say about Christ. Okay. And if I go any further, this is why I tell you about these, you know, you have to really listen to these other religions. You know, when you ask them questions like, do you believe in Christ? Do you believe Christ? And they come out and just tell you, yeah. You have to really seek about what is it about Christ they believe. Just like I told you about the Mormons, okay? So the Muslim, the Islam, first of all, believe that Christ is nothing but a prophet. But they believe that their prophet Muhammad supersedes Christ, okay? And they don't believe that Jesus is the Son of God. They don't believe that he's God, period, okay? And from their book, the Christian is told that Jesus was nothing but a slave on whom God showed favor. And the God they're talking about is Allah, okay? Because they believe he was many of the prophets of Allah, okay? And that he was nothing but a slave. See, this is how they look at it, Christ. Now, what we're going to deal with today is that they said that Jesus was a prophet. And we're going to look at the scriptures to prove that Jesus was not a prophet. First of all, many of you who've been listening to the broadcast, you've heard my brother say this on different occasions, and it's true. One of the things we got to remember, Jesus was not a prophet. A prophet could not die for the people. What we're going to discuss, now get this, this is not something that just Muslims, many Muslims of Islam believe that Christ was a prophet. This is something that many Christians believe. They believed that Jesus was just a prophet. But a prophet could not die for the people. Okay? Amen. And we're going to go into as many scriptures we can today on this subject. Might have to continue on this particular section of the subject on a part two of this, but we're going to go into many scriptures today. To those of you who may be Islamists and you listening to this broadcast, I want to say to you, Jesus love you, but I have to give you the gospel because I'm commended by the Lord to give that to you, because Jesus Christ wants you to have a chance to receive him as Lord and be delivered from your sins and be delivered from hell and the lake of fire and brimstone. Now, I know that many of you have been taught that Jesus was a prophet, but Jesus was not a prophet. Jesus Christ is the Lord God. He's not a prophet, okay? He incarnated in the flesh. And I know that Satan, through man, has been talking to you and telling you Jesus was nothing but a slave. Jesus is not the Son of God. He is not God. He was many of the prophets of Allah. Well, first of all, Allah is not the true and living God, okay? Allah is not the true and living God. Now, we're going to go into scriptures today. One of them I want to go to is, and if you have your Bibles ready. But I want to go and start from one of God's books called The Word of the Lord, The Word of the Lord. And this is the Word of the Lord Jesus Christ, as he sent his angel messenger with words and instruction for his people, the extra oil to bring forth a remnant, a faithful remnant that will be the bride that Christ will return for, meaning that everyone that claiming to be of the Lord is not of the Lord. And this extra oil is going to really bring forth the distinguishing between the faithful and the unfaithful. And it's going to cause the faithful to flow together, okay? So all this chaotic, I'm the Lord, I'm the Lord, I'm for the Lord, I'm for the Lord, and this religion said they of God and all this stuff, it's going to be exposed through the sending of this extra oil, this midnight cry. Now, in the message that one of the messages Christ sent is called the 86th message. And this message Jesus sent out July the 31st, 1968. Now, for those of you listeners, listen to us on the broadcast, you notice that whenever I do a broadcast and I'm coming from the word of the Lord, I always give you a date, okay? Why is that? Because in your private prayer time, I want you to go and ask Jesus, Jesus, did you send an angel July the 31st, 1968? What I'm trying to show people is that we're not doing nothing hideous here. We're not, well, I better keep this day from you. No. Jesus wants you to inquire of him. He let me know that he wants you to inquire of him. He wants me to get this message to you, me as well as others. And he said, let you choose. So that's what I'm doing. I'm giving you this message. I'm giving you the date. And you choose. Point blank and simple. Not going to call you and hound you. Not going to ask for your address and write you letters until you just, like, every time you see, you open your mailbox, you go, oh, no, I see a letter. Not going to do that. It's not my job. Now, in this 86th message, and I want to read from what is the 25th and the 26th verse. And Jesus, one of the things also, too, that the sending of this word in this midnight hour through his angel messenger, also you would notice if you read any of the messages, this is why in the beginning of the broadcast, I give you the line to where you can get a copy of these messages. If you read any of the messages, one of the things you'll notice if you really get down to reading and studying is that many of the things that he speak on in these messages, it settles controversy or division even among his own people. I'm talking about the Christian community. Because the Christian community has been divided. Okay? Amen. And see, this is one issue today, what we're discussing now, that even the Christian community is divided over. Jesus is a prophet. No, he's not a prophet. Yes, he is a prophet. My God. And so Islam believed merely he was a prophet. He was one of the prophets of, quote, Allah. And then it goes on to say, oh, he was nothing but a slave that God put favor on. See, one of the things about these religions, sometimes they start off like they're going to say something real nice about Christ, But when you go on further, what they want to say about them, they start dropping disrespect. True. They start dropping disrespect. Because you got to understand, behind these religions is not just man, but also Satan. And Satan ain't going to just let it go with a little mere nice something. So he said, I'm going to drive my nature through y'all. Boom. And they drop a disrespect on Christ. Now, listen to what he says here. And listen closely. Jesus' word through his angel messenger, he says, a prophet represents, and Christ is God himself. The angel says, I represent him. I'm going to read that again. He said, a prophet represents, and Christ is God himself. I represent him. See, a prophet of the Lord represents God. He's not God. He represents God. And he go forth as a spokesman for God on the behalf of God. But he is not God. So when you're saying Christ is a prophet, you're definitely saying that he's not God, that he just represent God. Christ didn't just represent God. He is God, incarnated in the flesh. Okay? He came to do what no other man could do. A prophet, once again, a prophet could not die for the people. Okay? A prophet could not die for the people. Amen. Now, in this next verse, he says something about those who say and believe that he's a prophet. He says, the carnal mind will not see this. The selfish will not see this, nor they that set themselves up. But they that God has set up will see, will come to understanding, obey, and follow through in this word. Now, the first thing he said in this verse was two things. Well, one of the things he said in this verse, he said, the carnal mind will not see this. Now, when you read throughout the scriptures, when it's dealing with the mind, the two major, if I have to say major categories, in the sense that the Bible kind of shapes up concerning the mind, the Bible lets you know you can either have a spiritual mind or be spiritually minded or be carnally minded. Okay? Carnally minded is more of the flesh, the mind of the flesh. Okay? And not the mind of the spirit, which would be the mind of Christ. Okay? So he said the carnal mind would not see this. So what he said, that even of his own people who believe and thinking that Christ was a prophet, the Lord is telling you that's in the carnal mind. The mind is carnal in dealing with that subject there. They're thinking the mind of the flesh and not the mind of the spirit. Then he goes on to talk about another group of people. He said, the selfish will not see this. People that are, you know, in the spirit of selfishness, when it's all about them, like I said, we've been going and looking at different religions that is all about the person, but not about Christ. Okay? Amen. You got some of them saying that they can save themselves. Okay? Amen. And you got people that's thinking all about them. Well, he said the selfish would not see this, which let me know that one of the things about when you talk about a person can't see, they what? They're blind. So there's a literal or physical blindness, and there's a spiritual blindness. So the selfishness caused the blindness. So he said the selfish will not see this. Then he goes on to say, nor they that set themselves up. Okay? Now, Islam is not set up by the true and living God. Period. All these other religions is not set up by God. Not the true and living God. Now, the Bible mentions in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 that Satan is the god of this world, little g. Okay? But the capital G, the supreme creator, the number one main one, the only creator, did not set up Islam. Okay? Didn't set Islam up. So he said they that set themselves up is not going to see this. He said, but they that God has set up will see, going to come to understanding, obey, and follow through in this work.
So those whom God has set up. So this is another one of the reasons why he's sending this extra oil, to set up those who will be of the bride, okay? The faithful. Amen. But he plainly tells man that Jesus Christ was not a prophet. He is God himself. So when you're going around talking about Jesus is a prophet, you're saying that Christ represented God. And when you get to that point where you're talking about he's representing God, then you're saying he's not God. Now, I can represent God. I'm not God. I can represent him because I'm not God. Christ could not represent God because he is God, okay, incarnated in the flesh. Now, I want to go to another scripture, and this is in another book of God's word called the Record of Nephi, and the Lord ministering to the Nephites, the Lord God, through his word here. I want to read a scripture to you here to show that Christ was not a prophet. Amen. And it's in the 8th chapter of Mosiah. Now I'm going to read verses, I think it's 14 to 16. Amen. 14 to 16. And it's a servant of the Lord named Ammon was talking about this particular king over here on this continent during this time. A king over the land of it was a land over here called Zarahemla. And I want to read to you what he says and listen to the words here to show that Jesus was not a prophet, never was a prophet, never could be a prophet. This way he said, and behold, the king of the people which is in the land of Zarahemla is the man that that is commanded to do these things and which have this high gift from God. And the king said that a seer is greater than a prophet. And Ammon say that a seer is a revelator and a prophet also. And a gift which is greater can no man have, except he should possess the power of God, which no man can, yet a man may have great power given him from God. Now, if a seer most definitely is to be greater than a prophet, and if Jesus was a prophet, then anyone that's a seer, that's saying that Jesus, that they was greater than Jesus. So they will be saying God, whoever he makes a seer or have made a seer, will be greater than Christ. When the word tells us, and we'll see in a minute, Christ said he would give his glory to no other man. You get what I'm saying? So if Christ was a prophet, then anyone the Lord makes a seer, it is said that he's greater than Christ. You get that? You hear what I'm saying? Now, I have seen, and I've told y'all this from time to time as of late, but I actually see, now, and you got these people jumping on social media. Like I said, you got popping up prophets, whatever. You got, I got to be honest with you. Some of these prophets is cover girl prophets, you know, come all, I'm a prophetess, all laid out, playing with their hair and laid out a certain way and stuff. Come on. And I've actually seen one, maybe two people, I know one, that actually coming on there claiming to be a seer. Now, it's bad enough with people jumping on there, I'm a prophet, I'm a prophetess, I'm a prophet, I'm a prophetess. Because you got prophets and prophetesses popping up all over the place on social media. And see, the devil know how to get people because he know people is not getting in the word of God. So he know that anyone can pop up and say, I'm a prophet, and you'll quickly get their attention. And I, like I said, I've seen one person on there, it might have been two, but I know one, that now is coming on there talking about I'm a seer. Wow, wow, wow. But anyhow, the king said a seer is greater than a prophet. So once again, listen to that statement. if God makes anyone a seer, that means he had made someone greater than Christ. You hear that? See, that's just like even Islam, who said that Muhammad supersedes Jesus, even though they call him a prophet in the line of prophets that they include Moses and Jesus, they say he supersedes Christ. So once again, in the long run, let's look at this. Christ was never a prophet, because if he was a prophet and God have had seers, that means that the seers was greater than Christ. And once again, the Lord is not going to give his glory to another. Understand that. Amen. Well, let's go into the Bible. Let's go into the Bible and look at this. Let's go to Isaiah. Let's go to Isaiah first, chapter 42. Isaiah chapter 42. And this is going to be a setup scripture for the next one we're going to look at. Isaiah chapter 42, verse 8. Now, let's look at this. Isaiah chapter 42, verse 8. Okay. And let's take a look at this here. Isaiah chapter 42, verse 8. Now, look what the Lord said. Isaiah chapter 42, verse 8. And the word of God says, I am the Lord, and this is God speaking, okay, I am the Lord, that is my name. And my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. Now, I believe God is pretty clear on that. What you think? You think God, or do you think God had a memory lapse at that time when he was saying that, or he was too tired and he spoke, you know, out of turn? I don't think so. In fact, I know he's one. He plainly tells us that he will not give his glory to another. God would exalt you, but he's not going to exalt you above himself. You hear that? He's not going to exalt you. He's not going to exalt you above Christ, okay? He's not going to do that, people. So go back and think to what I last read from the record of Nephi, where he said a seer is greater than a prophet. So if Jesus was greater than a prophet, that means God had raised up or made someone greater than Christ. That means he's at what? Giving his glory to another. You understand what I'm saying? And according to God, that's a no-no. That ain't happening, okay? That even take care of this stuff that the Islam talking about their prophet Muhammad. Talking about he's greater, he supersede Christ. Well, you know that. They come from God, because they ain't no one superseding Jesus. I don't care how great God used you. God can use you right now. And you can go speak to Mount Everest. The whole mountain can tear up off the landscape and go out and out of space. I can actually see you do this, and you still won't supersede Jesus. Because if you had the power to do that, more or less he gave to you, okay? Amen. Now, here's another reason why I came to this verse as well, where the Lord said, I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory will I not give to another. Here's another reason. Let's go to Luke chapter 7, verse 27 and 28. And 28 going to be our key verse. Luke chapter 7, verse 27 and 28. 28 is going to be our key verse. And remember what we just last read in Isaiah 42 and 8. Keep that in mind so you can understand why Christ was never a prophet. Because you got to remember the words. And always understand this. God never contradicts himself. Never. I don't care if you're reading something that seems like a contradictory to something you read before that God has said, you better go back and study it. Because I notice in the scriptures too, some things, listen, I'm going to say this as I go to the scripture here. And I said this to people on my job, and they look buck-eyed. Some of them probably always feel like they all may want to fall out or tear me off. I said, the Bible, everything in the Bible is not God. And they look, oh, what you mean, huh? I said, everything spoken in the Bible is not God. Everything people have said in this Bible is not God. And it's the same thing with the record of Nephi. Okay? Everything spoken in the record of Nephi that I read from you is not God. Well, how would I know, Brother Nate? In the mouth of two or three witnesses. In other words, this is why you study the Word of God. You got to know, distinguish the difference between what is God and what is spoken out of the mind of man. When you study the Word of God will help you differentiate the difference, where you know that there's some recordings in the Bible where it is given what man thought, and it's not necessarily God's thinking, okay? Amen. Now, Luke chapter 7, verse 27 through 28. Now, listen to this, okay? Listen to this. And remember Isaiah 42 and 8. And this is what he said. Jesus was talking about John the Baptist. In verse 27, he said, "This is he of whom it is written, Behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee." Now listen to verse 28. This is our key verse. "For I say unto you," so Jesus is saying this. He said, ain't nobody else saying this to you. I'm saying, telling you this. He said, "Among those that are born of women, there is not a greater," what? "Prophet than" who? "Himself." Nope. "Than John the Baptist. But he that is least in the kingdom of God is greater than he." Did you hear what Jesus said? Jesus said, there is no greater prophet than John the Baptist. Now remember, in Isaiah 42 and 8, he said, "Well, I would not give my glory to another." So if Jesus was a prophet, then that means he's saying John the Baptist was greater than him. Did you hear that? Because he just told you here, there's no greater prophet than who? John the Baptist. Among what? Those that are born of women. So if Jesus was a prophet, that means that he was saying John was greater than him. And he just told you in Isaiah 42 and 8, the Lord said, "I'm not going to give my glory to another, neither my praise to graven images." He told you that. Amen. So Jesus could not have been a prophet. He could not have been a prophet. Okay. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He couldn't have been a prophet, people. You can say amen, oh me, I don't know anyhow, but yeah. He couldn't have been a prophet, okay? Amen. You get what I'm saying? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. All glory and honor and praise go to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, I'm going to look to one more scripture as we get ready to close. And I'm not going to say this is all going to be on that because Lord say the same on part two of this. It might want to go into this particular scripture people have been using from the Bible to say that, hey. Okay, let's go to Luke chapter 1. Luke chapter 1. And we're going to listen to what the angel of the Lord said to Mary. And in the same chapter, we're going to see what Zacharias, the earthly father of John the Baptist, said when John was born. Now, understand that the angels of God operate by the Holy Ghost. Amen. And also, the son of Zacharias, the earthly father of John the Baptist, he was filled with the Holy Ghost. So the same Holy Ghost is using both of them. Keep that in mind. Now look what in Luke chapter 1, verse 31 and 32. This is what the angel said to Mary. He said, "And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. And he shall be great and shall be called," now look what he shall be called. "He shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David." Now, so he said, Jesus is going to be called the Son of the Highest. Now, when I look up the word THED, and I know many of you say, "Well, man, that's obvious. You ain't got to look that up." But I probably thought you have to. Because the Lord told me some years ago, look up, you'll find yourself, he said, look up words that you think you know what the meaning of, and you'll be shocked the meaning of these words. And one of them definitions of the word "the" means the the greatest, I mean, the highest of his class, the one that's most singled out, okay? So when he's called the son of the highest, all of us that are born again are called sons and daughters of God. We and to sum it up, we're called the sons of God under sonship. But Jesus is called the son of the highest. So that means of dealing with the children, he is the top one, okay? The son of the highest, okay? Now, when you look in chapter 1, verse 76, now here, Zacharias, verse 67, tell you that he filled with the Holy Ghost and he's going to begin to prophesy. And in verse 76, he said, and thou child, talking about John, shall be called the prophet of the highest, the prophet of the highest, the one that's most singled out of all the prophets, okay, because of the particular work that John had to do. Jesus was not called the prophet of the highest. The angel said he's going to be called the son of the highest. John the Baptist is going to call the prophet of the highest. Now, if Jesus was a prophet and the Holy Ghost used Zacharias to call John the Baptist the prophet, then that means that the Holy Ghost was saying that John the Baptist, once again, was going to be greater than who? Jesus. And guess what, people? That's not true, okay? So Christ was never a prophet. Now, the way he ministered on earth may have been similar like a prophet, but he was not a prophet, okay? So I'm going to stop it there today. Amen. And let us pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ for this opportunity you've given us to go into the Word of God. We thank you for your spirit and power of the Holy Ghost, and we thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do. And dear Lord, I pray that you will water the seed that I've sown and bring forth the increase for your glory. And Lord, I lift you up. I magnify you because you're worthy to be praised. In Jesus' name I pray, and Father, I thank you. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. Well, I thank God for all you've been listening. The Lord say the same. I will be back tomorrow dealing with the Roman Catholicism. Amen. So thank God for all you've been listening. So once again, this is Brother Nate with the Church of Christ Eliza Message, the broadcast entitled Jesus Word, the Midnight Cry broadcast. May the Lord bless you. May he keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless.